Well, this stool up here is going to get in the way. This reminds y'all, so I look like Adam now, don't I? We welcome you guys back this evening. As you know, Dan is not here. I was going to put on a bright green tie and put a bunch of hairspray on, see if I could pass myself off as Dan, but I didn't think that would work too well. So he probably wouldn't appreciate it neither. Dan's over at Marshall this evening. He had a funeral. He called me just a moment ago and asked me to let you guys know that where he was. Said he got out of here in such a hurry this morning he forgot to even tell you where he was going. So he did have a funeral, and I think he's en route back. He might accidentally make it towards the end of the service. So, but again, we appreciate you being here. I want to tell you just a little bit about what our kiddos are doing tonight. We do this every year. Josh is working with them, along with parents and coaches and family members and brothers and sisters, and they're helping our young people get prepared for the future, okay? And what we do is LTC is an organization made up of teaching young people how to lead their church and how to lead their family. Over, I guess, the last 7 years, Josh, we've participated in LTC. This year, our kids, we have 22 kids that will be competing there in over 200 events. Okay, that's a lot of events for 22 kids. Do that every year. There's some kids that are in 14, 15 different events. Some choose to do one or two. Some choose to do 20. So it's all in what they want to do. They teach our kids how to lead singing, and they compete against kids all over the state, okay? Every year, this time of the year in April, which will be the 9th through the 11th, kids from all over the state in Texas and all over the southern part of the United States gather together on the same day. Thousands and thousands of young people are represented, and they meet and they compete with one another. Song leading, singing, scripture reading, just like what we're going to do tonight. Signing for the deaf, bulletin board. There's just so many. Anything that you can think of that goes on within the walls of this church, that's what they teach them, okay? It's fabulous. We're great that we always have a great representation there. Our kids are certainly excited. I passed out a little bit ago. I passed out some grade sheets. There's 10 of you guys out there that's got one of these. And all of you said you was going to cheat, okay? Every one of you said, well, I'm going to circle all fives. You can't do that, okay? This is actually for a medal. One being worst, five being the greatest, okay? Each child is in order. They're going to come up. They're going to tell you their name. Josh is actually going to introduce them. Then they're going to introduce themselves because that's part of the program, okay? Grade them. Put a total on the bottom. If you would, after services, if you see me and or Josh, and we'll get these things taken care of. But the way you grade these guys is what award that they will get. A lot of these competitions, you do them at home than a lot of them you do at the convention center. Another thing, I mentioned this morning that we're going to have a chili cook-off and a bake-off. I call it a cake bake or whatever you want to call it, or pie bake. If you want to bring a pie, that'd be fine too. But just don't tell nobody. Y'all bring it to me, and I'll test it myself. So go by the hallway down there on the teen board. Guys, we need a lot of people to sign up for that. Number one, I don't know if y'all, last year I think we had 10 or 12 applicants, or the year before, when was the last year we did it? 2 years ago? 2 years ago, well, we had 10 or 12 people cooking. Well, y'all eat a bunch, okay? It's hard to get 10 or 12 people to cook for everybody, okay? So please, if you have a chili recipe, go by, or a cake recipe, go by and put your name on that list. We really, really need help with that, okay? This event, there are several things. There's a lot of cost that's incurred in that, and we're not asking you to pay us. We're asking for donations. If you can, that's fine. If not, just come eat chili, and we'll have a good time, and the kids, we'll make it happen the way that we can, okay? It cost us just about $2,500 from the time this starts to the time that it ends, and that's with entry fees. Each child, it costs $30 just to even enter, okay? So take 22 of them, then you add the rooms on top of that, so you can see that the cost gets up there. Then we have transportation costs and things such as that. So any way that you can help us on that, we'd certainly be appreciated. This year's theme is Light, Life, and Word, and that comes from the book of John. And tonight, their lesson is coming from the book of John. Book of John details for us the life of Jesus. Many familiar passages are found in the Gospel of John, and that account has a lot of lessons for each and every one of us. And the life of Jesus was one of many things, and John describes Jesus in great detail in this book. He tells us that Jesus is the Word. He tells us that Jesus is the light, that he is the good shepherd, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the Son of Man. He is a servant. He is the door of the sheep. He is the living water, and also says he is the bread of heaven. Each one of these passages, these young men have been selected to read about these particular topics tonight, and you can see that Jesus is many things to each and every one of us. So we're going to let these young men come up and read these passages tonight. Josh, if you would come up, and Josh is going to kind of go over each one of these young men and give you some insight on each one of them. Guys, we appreciate you being here, and thanks for your attention.
Tonight, some of these young men will be reading a couple different verses, and the ones that will be doing that are obviously the ones that have been doing this for more than 1 or 2 years. Our first one up tonight is going to be Caleb Ellison. This is going to be his fifth year in LTC, and he's going to be talking about the Word, and he is the light.
Good evening. Today I'll be reading from 1 John 1, chapter 1, 1 through 12. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. In John chapter 8, verses 12, the validity of Jesus' testimony, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Thank you.
Our next participant up is going to be Garrett Johnson. This is going to be his seventh year. He's going to be reading the verses over "He is the Good Shepherd, and He is the Way, the Truth, and the Life."
Good evening. I'm going to be reading from John chapter 10, verse 11, and also John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. "I am the Good Shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Our next participant is going to be Alex Lowe. This is also his seventh year. He's going to be reading verses over "He is the resurrection and the life, and he is the Son of Man."
How y'all doing tonight? I'm going to be reading John 11, verses 21 through 25. And Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe you are the Christ and the Son of God who is to come into the world. And I will also be reading John 13, 31 through 35. When he was gone, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I'll tell you now. Where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have loved one another.
Our next participant will be Cole Johnson. This is also his seventh year, and he is going to be speaking over, he is the servant, and he is the door of the sheep.
Good evening. Let's begin tonight. If you will, turn in your Bibles with me to John chapter 13. I'm going to read verses 1 through 17, and we'll be discussing how Jesus was and is the servant. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Jesus answered, a person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and if you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that is why he said not every one of them was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to the place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. I will also be reading tonight over how Jesus is the door of the sheep. If you'll turn to John chapter 10, I'll be reading verses 1 through 10. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep's pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow because they know his voice, but they will never follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Thank you.
Next, we have Luke Lane. This is his second year, and he's going to be speaking over He is the Living Water.
Good evening. Hello, my name is Luke Lane, and I attend Crockett Road Church of Christ of Palestine, Texas. I will be reading from John 7, chapter 7, verse 37. This discusses Jesus, the living water. On the last and the greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
And last up, we have Colby Seal, and he will be reading, this is his first year to do it. He's going to be reading, He is the Bread of Life.
Good evening. My name is Colby Seal, and I'm from Crockett Road Church of Christ. I'll be reading John 6:48-51. My verse is about Christ being the bread of heaven. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert, and they died. This is the bread which cometh down out of heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever. Yea, and the bread which I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank all the participants that did this tonight. Like Scott said, these teens work really hard on all of this stuff. And we have, what did I tell you, 22 teens doing over 200 events. And if you're ever to go to one of these LTC conventions, I think there's over, at our site alone, there's over 169 congregations represented with like over 2,000 participants. So it's a really great thing to see. In Dallas area alone, there's 3 sites, and I think there's almost 400 congregations represented, over 5,000 to 6,000 teens each year. So it's a really neat thing to see. Dan wanted me to offer the invitation tonight, and I want to go back to one of the verses. He is the door of the sheep, which is John 10:1-10. A lot of times we overlook this verse, and we don't really realize what Jesus is talking about. If you know what a sheep is, they're not the smartest animal out there. They run away if they hear a stranger's voice, but they'll only come to their master's voice. Okay, they cannot fend for themselves in the wilderness if they are left alone. They scatter and they often get lost. They can't find their way back, and it's kind of a neat thing if you look at yourself, as he refers to all of us as sheep, and he is the shepherd. A lot of times we don't look for Christ. We don't look for that voice that we know is our master. We hear another voice and we kind of fall back into the world and we get lost. And tonight I just want to offer the invitation. Maybe you haven't heard the master's voice, and tonight is your first time to hear the master's voice. And we're able to, you know, you're able to be baptized tonight and obey your master. Maybe you've heard the stranger's voice or have been lost from the flock and lost your way in the world, and you want to hear the master's voice again. You want to come back to him. Jesus loves us all, and from reading the scriptures tonight, we learn that he desires and that we follow him and obey his word. You can do that with us as we stand and sing.